When it comes to flirting, it may be as simple as this for some of you.
Hey, how you doing?
But there's actually some science behind that classic wink and a smile.
Joining us now live to talk the new rules of flirting is Wall Street Journal Bonds columnist Elizabeth Bernstein. How you doing, Elizabeth?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm okay, and I'm not flirting with you, really. But let's talk about flirting in the office, because some people don't understand where those boundaries are.
People don't, because we all flirt. And when I looked into this article, what I found out that was so interesting is that we flirt for six different reasons. So we might flirt to find a mate or to get a date, but we also flirt to have fun. That's a big issue in the workplace. We're trying to just blow off a little steam. We flirt to boost somebody's self-esteem or our own. We flirt to sort of even help out a relationship. It could be a marriage. We flirt to let our spouse feel good. So we flirt for all these different reasons, but when you take it into the workplace, you really do have to be careful.
Now, how do you tell if a person is flirting with you and just being friendly? Where's that line drawn?
Well, it's a fine line, and it's really just in the interpretation. It's probably just in your head or the other person's. It was interesting to me that a part of the definition of flirting is ambiguity. So by definition, it is an ambiguous behavior that is romantic, has a romantic tinge. And so what we like about it is that we're not quite sure what the other person is thinking. That's what's fun about it. But you have to really still try to be careful to pay attention. If you're flirting, you think someone's flirting with you, you want to really try to interpret what they're doing and keep on the same page.
It's so funny. I hear you talking about this and recognize that, you know, I do that with some consistency, and I love taking it right up to that line just so people know, for fun.
It's so fun. It boosts our self-esteem. People also, another big reason we flirt is to get something. So people flirt with waitstaff, and waitstaff certainly flirt all the time to get better tips. Or, you know, we might flirt with one woman I talked to, said, I flirt with a butcher, and he lets me bring in my knives and sharpen them. So, you know, people flirt for fun reasons and to sort of, it's almost like a social grease, I think of it. So we all do it, but we want to sort of pay attention to the context of our relationship, who we're doing it with. And I like to think, if you have a significant other, and that person was watching you, what would they think?
Let me ask you this, and I don't know if you got this far into it, but of course in the news today we have General John Allen, who's in a little bit of trouble because of what are described as potentially flirtatious emails between he and Jill Kelly. Email flirting, is that a whole different topic?
It's very prevalent. I think it makes it so much easier to flirt. You can put it in email. Many of us are less shy that way. We feel a little more bold. Certainly, it's quiet. You can flirt with the person next to you at work via email. No one needs to know. But yeah, I think it's an extension of the same thing. It can be potentially even more dangerous because, as the general is finding out, or he should have known, there is a trail.
Oh, there is. Well, thank you so much for being with us again, Elizabeth. We appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
That's Wall Street Journal Bonds columnist Elizabeth Bernstein.